T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Since announcing her plans last month to run for president in 2020, California Senator Kamala Harris has racked up an impressive amount of endorsements in California. Phil, this early strategy, it's very aggressive. It's very assertive. It clears out the rest of anybody in California attempting to get in or looking to get in, right?
Well, it's gotten Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, who was early on touted, to step back. As Eric Swalwell, the East Bay congressman, is still forging forward, but not a lot of money's betting on him scoring big in Iowa or the early primaries. No, Kamala Harris's strategy is very simple. It's very straightforward. Big push, try to get as many people out as possible, try to get as far ahead as the pack as possible, and hopefully make it to the California primary where she would win a boatload of votes. That's the strategy. The reality is a little different. Despite some impressive endorsements, you know, she's still only, 40% of the people in California say that they're really ready to vote for her for president. That's not exactly what I would call a ringing endorsement even here in California. So she's got her work cut out for her.
Yeah, Phil, I mean, this is her plan, try to clear the field as much as she can, and she's locking down everybody in California, or a lot of them. You know, she's got 21 state senators now endorsing her. But how big an impact does that have? I mean, yes, it keeps other candidates from getting those endorsements, but when it comes to voters, how much do they care about, you know, who's endorsing whom?
Next to nothing. I mean, let's be realistic, Doug. You and I have covered this, and we've been in those rooms where they've hashed it out. If you're not known, if you're a newcomer to the state, you know, endorsements maybe matter because people just don't know you. So they look to, Doug says he's a good guy, and Patty says she's a good guy. I trust both of them. I'll go with that. But Kamala Harris, after two terms or a term and a half as attorney general and former district attorney of San Francisco, those endorsements aren't going to, I think, lift her too very much up. Her problem is that during her time as both attorney general and district attorney, there's not a lot of things that people remember from that. I mean, she doesn't have that defining moment that sort of, you know, the log cabin that puts you up in the voters' minds over, you know, these state Senate endorsements. I mean, most people don't even know who their state senator is.
That's a very good point. And in terms of name recognition, does she have the name recognition, or people say, "Oh, I've heard of her. Who is she again?"
You know, exactly. Here's what you have: you have, I've heard of her. Who is she again?" You have others. I was at her campaign rally kickoff in Oakland, and I was in the back of the crowd, away from the speakers and the microphones. And people there were excited with the idea. I kept hearing, "Well, I wanted to see this is exciting. This is a woman of color. This is somebody that from our area that could be president." So they were looking at the car coming off the lot and kicking the tires, but I'm not sure they were ready to buy it. Now, what she also has a problem with, or a challenge with, is that when you move from state races, let's say, you know, governor, attorney general, or all these other races in the state that you kind of halfway pay attention to and you don't really know the players all that well, when you go on the national scene, you're up against somebody like Joe Biden, who scores much higher than Kamala Harris among California voters. You've got, you know, your Bernie Sanders, who are virtually household names. And you have people that aren't weighing you as for a job as attorney general. They're weighing you for the big one. And it's kind of like the Academy Awards. If they've seen the movie, they've kind of figured out one way or the other. But if they haven't gone to the movie, chances are, you know, you're not going to have that great of a shot. So she's got to beat, like, the Bidens and the Sanders out. They haven't weighed in yet. So we aren't even going to know where she stands until they come in, endorsements or no endorsements.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.